And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Y'all are talking about this show. This one, this show goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to what we call now, once again, Fort Benning. Benning, and then big old patches of North Georgia, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. Just the radio. Then there's all y'all in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web, live streaming the show, watching inside video and audio. And oh, by the way, that's on places like X and YouTube and Rumble and Facebook and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then all you podcasters who catch it after the fact, thank you very much. Wherever you catch this show, it means the world to us that you do. You are the reason why we do it. A few more text messages just to stay caught up. Nofre from Lexington. I like saying his name. Nofre boy. Anyway, Nofre from Lexington says, Trump has liberals and Republicans boycotting Disney. What can this man do? What can't this man do? Who's boycotting Disney? What's up with that?
Liberals.
Oh, liberals.
Yeah.
And Republicans.
Republicans,
because of Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. But the Republicans were boycotting because obviously they're Disney and they're woke. But now the liberals are boycotting because Jimmy Kimmel got pulled. So now he's just boycotting Disney altogether.
Hey, honey, time to go to Disney. They're making deals and plenty of vacancies. No long lines to wait.
I've seen a couple of liberals post like, hey, Disney, I just canceled my family plan to Disney World this summer. So you just lost out on business from this family of four. It's like,
okay,
wow, okay. Less lines.
Tell Tom with all the kids, now it's time to take the kids to Disney. Wow. Okay. Brian from Harvest says, with the resolution they passed this morning and 58 of the Democrats voted no and others voted present, how can we look at this in any other way besides they are fine with the political violence as long as it gets us that, as long as it's us that gets taken out? So what Brian's referring to is this morning, the U.S. Congress did pass a resolution honoring the life of Charlie Kirk and did so basically, I think, naming the day he was killed as Charlie Kirk Day. Am I right in saying that? How did they name it? Do you know?
I think this specific resolution
honoring the life and legacy of Charlie Kirk.
So the resolution to make his birthday Charlie Kirk Day was unanimously passed by the Senate. So I think this one was just to honor Charlie Kirk by condemning political violence and
It wasn't like a national holiday or anything. No. It was an honorary thing, and it was like they have National Pudding Day, you know. They have National Pizza Day, they have all of it. Well, this was going to be, you know, a Charlie Kirk recognition. AOC, by the way, used the time on the House floor to smear Charlie Kirk, called it a legacy of bigotry.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't contain herself. JP swears she's running for president in 2028.
Hey, Axios put up an article today claiming that people around her are certain that she will. I think she will. I don't think she'll win, but I do think she will run.
Well, by then, she might be 26 years old.
Yeah. But when she does stuff like this, it's just positioning for that. That's all it is.
Oh, boy. Barbara from Athens sends me a text or a link to... what is this? Oh, and is there another attempted assassination? See what she sent, man. I can take a look at it on my screen right now.
No, so what this was, I just saw this earlier too. So the guy who attempted to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He had just, he's just transitioned to female while in prison.
Oh my God.
He's requested his name to be changed to Sophia.
Sophia. So, reckon how he chose that.
Just another example of transgender people doing mentally ill things.
Okay. Dave from Capshaw says, regarding your monologue, one bad apple spoils the barrel. It's true. You're right. But at the same time, I will say, and I think he's talking about educators, there are indeed a ton of solid, quality, godly, you know, called educators. So you can't broad brush them all like that. But there are some bad ones, man. There are some bad ones in there. Scott from Russellville says, yet another excellent monologue, Brother Phil. Thank you, sir. So I look forward to listening every chance I get. Thank you. I appreciate that, and thank you. A few more. Adam from Athens says, as a father of three, it's sad when you can't even let your kids get on Disney without you being there. Yeah, I know. You got to watch it. It's crazy. Joe in Tennessee says, by the way, Jasmine Crockett says, just because you commit a crime doesn't mean you're a criminal. I saw that. Do you see that? Just because you commit a crime doesn't mean you're a criminal. Come on, lady. That's what a criminal is.
I don't even take anything she says seriously at all anymore.
I don't think she takes seriously what she says anymore.
She probably doesn't even remember she said it.
Bob from Decatur says, hey, Phil, I read you were going to... What?
He said you're going to speak at the Fredericks...
yes.
Fredericks Outdoors event, yes, in Decatur.
Thank you. Now I see what he's saying. Okay. Yeah, there I am. So I am speaking Sunday at the Charlie Kirk Vigil at Fredericks Outdoors, and that'll be in Decatur, Fredericks Outdoors, 3 to 6, I believe?
4 to 7.
4 to 7. Yeah, not sure why it's 3 hours, but nonetheless, it's where I'm going to be. And Barry Moore and Brylan Hollyhand, JP says he's going too. But I am one of the speakers for a few minutes, so y'all come on out. Tom, with all the kids, he heard me. He says, don't think it didn't cross my mind. too funny. All right, listen, we're going to jump on into some content here. And I will just go ahead and give you the warning in advance. That some of what I'm going to describe is, you know, on the one hand, I say it's adult conversation. On the other, I will say that if there's kids in the room, I get it. Just be aware that I'm gonna give you the straight skinny on some things that are happening. But I want to encourage all of you who have kids in your life. If they're your grandkids, then obviously, you know, you don't supersede the parents, but I would encourage you to encourage the parents to tell the kids what to watch out for. Knowing full well that some of them are already doing it, I get it. At the same time, if there are kids in your lives and you're a Sunday school teacher, you're a scout troop leader, you're a mentor of the big brothers, big sisters, or you're, you know, a parent, please keep in mind that what I'm about to talk about are things that you can tell a kid what to watch out for, and you may save their life. I'm not being dramatic. You may save their life. You may save their lifestyle. You may save their, you know, well-being. You may also just absolutely save their physical life. So this whole section I've got is called Saving Kids. And it just really galls me. I told you briefly a minute ago, and for those who don't remember, I've got a rather eclectic background. I like to call it my schizophrenic resume, because I'm a firm believer that if God calls me into something, that's where I go. And there, the first 10 years post-college, and really for several years during the college era, I was a volunteer, but then 10 years post-college, I worked with kids professionally. I was a counselor and therapist in a adolescent treatment center, and then I went from there to, you know, working in full-time ministry with an organization called Young Life, and I saw a lot of stuff that the world can do to a kid. And it can be heartbreaking. Some of y'all have experienced it yourselves, and I get that. It's so important that we recognize who has access to our kids. Now, some of the kids that I worked with who were troubled, they had self-inflicted wounds. You know what I'm saying? They got into a habit or a drug addiction, or they had a behavioral problem, or they just had a mental health issue that needed to be treated, and they had a supportive family. They were troubled. But a lot of kids I saw, their trouble stemmed from things that adults in their lives did or did not do. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not always the mom and dad. There were times when mom and dad were just jacked up and that was the problem. And you wonder how the kid was getting by at all. But there were other times when other people wound up having influential moments in that child's life that ruined them. And they were struggling to regain their momentum and their equilibrium. And it was because someone had access to them that should never have had access. And I'm talking about things like screen your babysitters. I'm talking about things like if you've got the crazy uncle that you don't trust, then follow your gut and don't trust him. I'm talking about things like checking out your online, you know, filters at your home computer. And if the kids have their own iPad, their own smartphone, all that, which a lot of them do, I get it, a computer in the room, even a TV in the room, I encourage you to make sure you know what they see and do at night. If you see a glow coming under the door at 2 in the morning, go check and find out why. It is your house. Go find out why. If there are things your kids are chatting on or being a part of or you know, taking pictures of themselves, sending it to strangers, you've got to intervene. So I mentioned in my monologue about this guy who was hired by Auburn University. All right, the guy's name is Seth McCullough. Seth McCullough goes by the name Kalana Blue. He used to be a drag queen. I mean, he still is, actually. But the article I've got here comes from July of last year. Because this guy, Seth McCullough, was found to be a music teacher at Drake Middle School. And everybody knew he was gay. And that's not the point. That's really not my point at all. My point is that he was gay, but he also did not mind sexualizing children. Audio clips surfaced of him doing podcasts and making guest appearances on shows where he would say things like his role as a teacher gave him access to kids so that he could then become something that he called using it to his advantage. I mean, this is him. He said, "I want to be there for the young queer youth of today, what I needed when I was their age, an out, unapologetically proud queer role model," he said in one. He said, I didn't have one of those when I was growing up. How about this? Be a teacher. That's what you're called to do. He said, "My husband comes to the school all the time to help with choir concerts and field trips, and I understand that not everybody has that luxury, so I'm going to use it to my advantage." His quote. He went on to say, "If you can help the youth, why not do it at school? Well, you see, I have students ask me all the time, 'How did you know you were gay? Tell me about gender identity. I don't get it. What are my pronouns all about? What should I say?'" And he says, "I can help whoever I want to and give them the advice they need." And then he would say things too like, "And when you come out, your mom's going to be upset. So just blank her feelings. You be you." Okay, this guy had access to kids. And he knew why he had access to kids. And he wasn't there to teach music. He was there to teach his lifestyle. And guess what? When 1819 reported on it, he was out. So what happened? He got hired by Auburn University to do what? To come work on campus with slightly older kids. Oh, great. Guess what? He was fired this week. Why? Because the drag queen, who goes by the name of Cordana Blue, decided he wanted to get out there and say all kinds of nasty, vile things. And when I say nasty and vile, I don't even feel like repeating them on the air about Charlie Kirk's murder. Nasty, vile things that no one says about anybody, much less somebody who's revered by millions and just got murdered. A complete lack of discretion, a complete lack of decorum, a complete lack of professionalism, a complete lack of inhibition. And he's now gone. I have to ask Auburn University again, why did you hire him knowing full well he had just lost a job for showing a complete inability to understand that you just don't take your sexuality into the classroom? That's not what it's for. But he had access to kids. I will also point out, by the way, that if you remember, this happened in Huntsville. I pulled this article, 2022. We talked about it on the show back when it happened. Mountain Gap Middle School. Mountain Gap Middle School. I'm sitting right here. We both know that place.
I went to that school.
Oh, you went to Mountain Gap?
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that.
Yep.
I was thinking you went over to...
I went to Mountain Gap Elementary School.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Mountain Gap Middle had a Huntsville drag queen teacher named James Miller. You may remember James Miller. James Miller went by his persona as Majesty Divine. That was his drag queen persona. He was shown on video reading books at a drag queen story hour at a local dog rescue. Children were present, and he was making some very lewd comments. Things I'm not going to repeat on the air because I don't feel like it. But the bottom line is, it was not the kind of things that you would think that somebody who works with children professionally would ever find themselves saying in front of children, thinking it was okay to say. But he did. You know why? Because he had a complete inability to understand the limits. And so he went there, and he lost his job. But he had access to kids. And he used to say that he literally loved the fact that he had the ability to work with kids and know full well that he was taking his lifestyle into the classroom. Now, I got more on this. We're going to take a break right now when we come back, but I'm going to start telling you about some stuff that's online, things that not just kids have access to, but things that determine to access your kids. Stand by. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. All right, so I got this first dipper I'm doing called Saving Kids, and I'm going to start telling you about some things that are happening. Some arrests being made, some investigations, but whether I get to it now or right after the top of the hour, I got to tell you about one group called 764 that is probably one of the most heinous things I've ever heard of. And I've heard of and been aware of some really awful things happening to kids, but never on such an organized and violent level. is what I'm about to describe to you here in a little bit. But the reality is there is a great deal of effort being put in right now by the Trump administration to track down child predators, and I'm so glad. I got right here an article that came off of CBS just about 2 weeks ago, and this was a combination of state and federal. State Attorney General James Uthmeyer in Florida announced Thursday the arrest of six men in North Florida as part of a multi-agency undercover operation aimed at catching online child predators. It was a three-day operation. They basically laid a sting, and they got these guys who were attempting to basically make contact with minors for all kinds of, you know, sex acts and wrong purposes. And these people, they will travel, y'all, they will travel across state lines long distances if they think that they're going to have their moment with a kid. And they'll talk this kid into meeting them somewhere, and they'll befriend them online, and they'll be promising them all kinds of things, and then they'll get them to send pictures, and then, and they'll cultivate this relationship. These stings that happen, you know, we've had, on this show, we've had several times, Jared Hudson, who is running for U.S. Senate right now, former Navy SEAL who runs Covenant Rescue Group, an organization that assists in the training and equipping of police forces in human trafficking interdiction. Human trafficking falls in all kinds of categories. You've got labor trafficking. You've got, you know, just, you know, even almost to the point of slavery trafficking. But then you've got sex trafficking, and especially of minors. And he pointed out that when you catch one, you're catching the time they got caught. But there's multiple others. You may recall, how many did he say, JP? Did you recall the stats? He quoted them off the top of his head. But if you catch him on the one trying to meet a kid, there are probably 15 you didn't catch him on.
I don't remember that stat specifically, but I do remember him talking about that.
Yeah, just awful. The bottom line is, though, right now, you just saw six of them get busted in one sting operation, just a course of 3 days. Just in North Florida. And yet this is happening by the score. Cash Patel was on Capitol Hill this week, and it was quite the show. It was really something. But one of the things he talked about, when he was allowed to talk, by the way, but one of the things he talked about was protecting your kids from these violent predators online who will do all they can to access your kids. And y'all listen, they'll do it in a variety of ways. But when we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you about this one organization that loosely calls itself 764.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the BalmBox comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50. Because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need balm.
And it's one of those things that when you read it, you want to believe this can't be real. But yet you know it is. And you want to believe that they're one-offs. And yet they're not. And we're talking about people who actually form online watch parties to get things on video and just revel in it that should never even be allowed in a civil society. In fact, they're not allowed. What am I saying? They're not allowed in a civil society. But they hide in the dark reaches of the internet, and they think they can get away with it. We've got to begin tracking these people down and crushing their souls. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More to come. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, let me go down this road that I've been on with you for the last little while as we close out this segment. And talk about an organization. I say an organization. They are, but they're not. They're like, they don't have any brick and mortar. They don't have, you know, any signage on the streets that we know of. They don't have bank accounts per se, but they do. But they're real and they're out there. I'm talking about saving kids. I'm talking about saving kids from some of what I'm about to describe to you. And let me just go ahead and say that some of what I'm going to describe is disturbing. It's sick. It's depraved. But it's also happening all the time. It's happening in real time. It's probably happening right now as I'm speaking. So Wednesday of this week, Kash Patel, director of the FBI, appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. And once you got through all of the sound bites that the Kabuki Theater, you know, the Democrats wanted to portray him as some kind of, you know, heinous individual who's running a jackbooted organization, it was ridiculous. But when he was allowed to actually give testimony, one of the things he said was the FBI is working to combat online threats against Americans as one of their major projects. And he says that children are the main targets of these dangerous predators and destructive online platforms. And it's true. And he talked about the fact that the alleged murderers of Charlie Kirk and UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson were both prime examples of what happens when you radicalize online. Kash Patel also went on to talk about what he referred to as a nihilist extremist group called 764. A nihilist extremist group. Extremists, we understand what that means. If you're not familiar with nihilism or nihilists, a nihilism is the rejection of like all religious and moral principles. It's the belief that life is meaningless, that anything goes. It does away with skepticism. It says that anything is possible because you just want it that way. Nihilism is like the rejection of any and all morality. Well, this group called 764 started on Discord years ago, and it became a worldwide phenomenon. Kash Patel's own words are, it's deeply disturbing, but it's also critically important to understand what's out there. They target vulnerable kids, he says. They coerce victims and they recruit others, often resulting in horrible cases of abuse. What happens, y'all, is these people get together in their online forums calling themselves 764, and it's like a trophy to them. Whoever can get the next worst thing for a kid to do and give them proof of it is considered the next trophy. And then the bigger the more heinous the moment, the more awful the video, the more dangerous or dark the thing is that's filmed, the higher their profile goes in the 764 network because they're getting in the best stuff. Kash Patel says, we've opened hundreds of cases around the country. Our field offices are all now fully engaged. He points out, he says, 764 is a network of nihilistic, violent extremists who engage in criminal conduct in the U.S. They seek to destroy civilized society through corruption and exploitation of vulnerable populations, often minors. Their goals include things like social unrest, downfall of the current world order. That's what they talk about. They love that kind of stuff. Why should parents be concerned? Because things happen constantly. Things like, he said just the other day, we stopped an individual in the 764 network who wanted to conspire to kill an adolescent girl because she wasn't doing everything he wanted, and he was going to film it. They use online gaming platforms like X and Roblox and Discord. So if your kids are on X or Roblox or Discord, go check once in a while. Get their login. See what they're doing. It's okay to do that. I want to encourage you to do that. They may go, Mom, Dad, you're invading my privacy. Yes, actually, I am. You know why? Because I love you. And because there's bad people out there. I wouldn't let you go walk downtown on a dark street by yourself. So why would I let you dock the dark side of the internet by yourself? Think about it that way. That's what you have to think. The online world is just as real sometimes and just as dangerous as letting your kid walk the darkest alleys of the worst parts of the biggest cities in the nation by themselves. That's what it's like. Would you turn your kid out in the dark at night and say, go walk down that alley where the drug addicts hang out? No, you wouldn't. But they use these things like X, Roblox, and Discord, and they do things like befriending teenagers, and get this, and here's where it gets awful, I'm just telling you. They coerce them, they cultivate them, and they con them. And sometimes they even blackmail them, because once you've sent the nude photo, if you don't send us something else, we're going to tell your parents. We're going to publish it to your school. We're going to get it out there. Everybody's going to know. So I'll do the next thing. Maybe you won't do more. And the next thing you know, it gets worse. And then it comes into graphic pornography. And then they get them to do things like harm themselves, hurt the family pets and film it while they do. Even to the point that there have been cases where they've encouraged kids who are already feeling rejected, go ahead and commit suicide, but film it because we want to see it happen. And these online predators, I mean, this is heavy stuff. These online predators calling themselves 764, they also demand the victim send photos. And the shocking content is so awful, but yet they share it. And some of them do what they call watch parties. They'll get one set up. They're going to do it at a certain time. Everybody logs in like a giant Zoom call, and they watch it in real time. And they crow about it, and they cheer, and they give the next trophy to the next one. And they torment the victims online. Right now, Cash Patel says there's over 250 cases nationwide of 764 with kids as victims as young as 9 years old that are being investigated. 250. There's only 50 states. That's several per state, technically. We got, like, here's a few cases. One 764 devotee was being encouraged to do bomb threats, and when they went to the house, they found pornographic photos of the child and photos depicting self-mutilation and photos of her paying homage to 764. You even have some of them where they get them to do, what do they call it? Some kind of sickness where they actually carve the online name of the 764 sponsor into their body, and that's a trophy. Let me give you a few more examples. You ready for this? Brace yourselves. Over 15 people have been arrested the last couple of years for child pornography and weapons charges related to 764. One of those cases was a 24-year-old Arkansas man named Jairo Tanahiro. He was going to murder a 14-year-old girl who was resisting his demands. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy and child pornography. He said he believed if he could murder her and video it, it would raise his stature in 764. Another case, a 19-year-old guy named Jack Rocker in Tampa had a collection of more than 8,300 videos and images that the Justice Department calls some of the most horrific evil content they've ever found on the internet. He pleaded guilty to child sex abuse, got 7 years in prison. While he was collecting his collection, by the way, he had other trophies of kids self-mutilating, carving his name. They call it fan signing. That's what it was, fan signing, carving his name into their bodies. How about this one? The Justice Department just recently arrested a 20-year-old North Carolina man named Prasan Nepal. He was operating an elite online club. He was paid to be a part of it, I guess, dedicated to promoting 764, extorting young victims, and producing horrific content. He's about to be arraigned. It goes on and on. I could keep reading these, but y'all, I'm telling you, these things are happening, and they're happening on a daily basis. You got to know who has access to your kids. So every once in a while, I use this platform so we can laugh together. Every once in a while, I use this platform so we can poke fun, or we can actually point out, or we can call for change. I'm using it today because Cash Patel himself got up there and said the Justice Department is seeking to do all it can right now to interdict these guys before they have a chance to do something to your kids. But I'm telling you, it's going to take us doing it too. It's going to take us knowing who has access. It's going to take us being willing to love them enough to make them mad at us when we invade their privacy to find out who they're chatting with online. It's going to be you once in a while looking at their phone to make sure they haven't sent pictures of themselves to somebody. It's going to be you checking their emails and putting filters on and being that kind of parent. Yes, being that kind of parent, being that grandparent, being that adult mentor, being that somebody who will say something in their life that might save them from some of what I just described. I didn't even read it all. I didn't want to. But I'm telling you, if you want to read this, go to Red State, redstate.com. Redstate.com, and one of the stories I have actually came from ABC News. And they're all dated this week. And this organization's real. It's out there. And Roblox and Discord are both being sued because they do nothing to try and prevent these groups from happening. They do nothing to try and prevent their platform from hosting child pornography and this horrific content, this violent content, this nihilistic content. So,
well, Discord is owned by a very leftist group. I've heard some rumors that, you know, some of the owners may be, you know, transgender themselves, or have shown to be pro-transgenderism. So they, it's almost like a sixth sense. I feel like, unfortunately, they may be trying to protect their own. Don't demonize this community.
Wow.
So I think that plays a part into it as well, unfortunately.
Well, don't take the law into your own hands. I have to say that. But at the same time, engage the law in this process. There are people that will help. And if you find something, you see something, you say something. Don't let your child be the victim that never has someone stand up for them when the time comes. And if you can interdict it before it happens, all the better. All the better. Having worked with messed up kids, I will just tell you that the mental and emotional scars sometimes heal a lot slower than the physical. Oh, God, I need a shower. That's enough of that. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just pulling pins on truth grenades, y'all. Hey, by the way, kind of a wrap-up to that topic I just did there on saving kids and about, you know, protecting them from online predators and all that kind of stuff. One of the other things is sometimes it's not purely the predators, like there's somebody talking to your kid, but there's also times when it's content that your kids stumble on, and it can be extremely disturbing or addictive because the brain sees things like pornography, and oftentimes you've heard of porn addiction, it's real. And so if you remember, one of the things that we had advocated for the last two legislative sessions in Alabama, 2 years in a row, we had a bill that should have passed because it's low-hanging fruit, y'all. It is not hard. It turns out that every smartphone is made with a built-in porn filter. And all you have to do is turn it on. And all the bill said was, hey, in Alabama, when you buy a cell phone, it will be turned on. Not that you can't go home and turn it off on your own if you want to. Not that you can't, you know, change things in your phone settings if you want to. Just that when they activate your new phone for you at the phone store, that it's going to be given to you and the porn filter will be turned on. Why? To protect kids from stumbling across stuff. And I will just tell you that, and it wasn't on a phone, it was on a computer, but my daughter was literally, when she was in middle school, was doing a school report, and it was, she had to do it on the White House. And I'm not going to say the name of the website, but the bottom line is, if you type in the wrong thing when you're looking for the White House, you come to an adult website. And they knew exactly what they were doing when they named it that. They knew exactly what they were doing. And she stumbled on it, and it just was just, you know, traumatized her, and it was infuriating to me that there we were, the kind of family trying to sort of, you know, make sure that the safeguards are in place, and you know, we don't have this unfettered access to stuff, and yet something as simple as trying to do a report on the White House caused my middle school daughter to stumble on a website she didn't mean to. Well, wouldn't you love to know you could prevent some of that? I would just encourage you to think, first of all, hey, next session, let's encourage our state legislators to get off their keisters and pass the freaking bill. It's not hard. It's low-hanging fruit. The only reason why they didn't is because the big porn companies have lobbyists who say, eh, you know, you don't have to do that. They can turn it on themselves if they want to. Oh, okay. No, you're there for the kids, not for the porn companies. And then the phone companies, Verizon, places like that, they were like, well, we just don't know if we, you know, Apple was like, oh, we don't know if we want to have that turned on. Why do you have it built in then? Well, for the option. Okay, so the next thing I would say is take the option yourself, turn it on, and maybe one day we can get that law actually passed. It's not hard. Other states have already done it. So there's that. I'll grab a few text messages, and you had something on your side too. What'd you have over there, buddy, on social media?
Oh, we got Paul from Decatur on the YouTube saying, hey, Colonel Paul in Decatur. Yeah. Heard you were coming to Decatur this weekend.
I am.
If true, when and where? I'd like to meet you if possible.
Frederick's Outdoors, Sunday afternoon from 4 to 7. It is the Charlie Kirk prayer vigil. Frederick's Outdoors is hosting it in the space, and I will be there. Brylon Hollihan is speaking. Congressman Barry Moore is speaking, who will be on the show here in a little while. But yeah, that's where we're going to be, and look forward to it. And come on out, and let's spend a few minutes celebrating the kind of things that Charlie Kirk stood for, and then spend some time praying together. So yes, that's where I will be on Sunday afternoon. Absolutely. Joe in Tennessee said, all three indicators of the stock market are up. Okay, good. Thank you for telling me, Joe. Appreciate it. Is there something else I should see here? Oh, he said, for those listening in, Rio Linda, it's called winning. What? That's an old Rush Limbaugh line, I'm pretty sure. The 764 bunch sounds like a Democrat version of Jackass. People got to take the tack of my house, my kids. Liberals are the present day Antichrist. Well, I'm not sure that I would even call these liberals.
No,
They are just nihilist, extremist sickos.
Yep.
There are some progressives who believe they should have the right to do the kind of things they want to do. Not with my kids, they don't. Not with our kids. Brian from Athens says, just remember, you can always call 811 before you dig. What? What? Did he send that to us? Brian from Athens, did you mean to send that to us?
I think he did. I'm not sure what the 811. 811, I'm not sure. Oh, maybe not. No, it's not.
I know not exactly why he said it now.
It is the one call utility locating services before digging.
You know what he's saying.
What?
Before you bury their bodies in your backyard, make sure you call 811 before you dig.
Yeah, okay.
Now I get it. Brian, please. Marshall from Dubai says...
careful reading that one on the air.
Oh, okay. Then I will, I'll wait and read it off the air. Okay, thank you very much. Shag Nasty the Atheist says, can't wait to lose all my civil liberties so no one sees things by accident. Yeah, well, Shag, you know what? Apparently you care more about your prurient lifestyle than you do about kids. But then we've come to expect that. All right. I will get that long text from our Marshall here in a moment. The bottom line is, you guys, kids are a gift from God. They really are. And we are called to be good stewards. And I think there are some things that future generations will look back on us and judge, and rightfully so. And I've said before that one of the questions that a future generation is going to look back on us and judge us on is, what did we do with the kids? Where did the 300,000 missing kids go during the Biden administration that came across the border by themselves? What happened with the idea of, you know, kids who were, you know, allegedly transgender having surgical procedures and medications put in their bodies to alter them forever and ruin their lives? And what did you do to try and prevent predators like the 764 group and others from having access to your kids? Future generations are going to look back and go, boy, they were just like throwing kids to the altar of Baal. Let's don't be that group. Let's don't. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, we got to shift gears. We're going to shift gears. We're going to clean things up for a bit. JP on sports. We'll be right back.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the Balm Box comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need balm.